kicking off hour number two of the show. It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The bulletin board system is there with over 60,000 posts, over 950 people interacting. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, it's totally free at FreeTalkLive.com. So we've just got a bunch of stuff to talk about here, and I wanted to get to a couple emails. The first one is about you, Manwich. Subject line, Manwich. Monday's show and Manwich's sense of humor.
Oh, gosh.
You can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee they get read, but it could happen.
Looks like I'm going to get lambasted here.
Robert says, Manwich is right.
Good.
That the cops' sense of humor reflects what they do. Because what we were talking about on Monday night is there was a drug raid that went down, and the cops came into the house, and they shot and killed two pit bulls. One of them they shot while it was running away. And it was just an outrageous story, and very sad story as well. Oh, by the way, they found 8 grams of marijuana.
Oh.
Yeah.
Criminals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real criminals.
If you would have mixed that up with the oregano they had in their kitchen, we could have had a pound. You know? An ounce, I meant to say an ounce. What do I know about pot?
Continuing here from Robert, he says, however, his rationalization that cops insulting a lady by telling her dead dog that they just shot to sit or play dead or whatever
good
it
boy.
Was, he said, yeah, in front of her after they just killed the dog is an attempt to get past their day. You suggested it's an attempt to get past their day in and day out dealings with society scum. He suggests that is a load of crap, Manwich.
Okay.
But please thank him for me. Please thank him for me for the America's Most Wanted Cops Fox News Government of the United States account of their brave sense of humor. What the cops actually do day in and day out is violate people's rights. That they joked about someone's dead dog, which they killed in front of them, shows that their repeated violations of individual rights translates into a sense of humor that shows no respect for their dignity of their victims. Police, like criminals and politicians, are pretty much the lowest type of person in society. Manwich, buddy, stop drinking with Republicans.
You know, I think it's unfair. You're making vast, broad, sweeping generalizations. Cops like, you know, the politicians. Da 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 da. It's like saying
I think it's
people.
A fair generalization, though.
Nah, it's not fair
because you really do have to be kind of a lowlife to want to be a
and
cop.
It's in my opinion. And what you're saying is
there are some good ones though.
And
there
what you're
exceptions.
Saying is that cops don't perform a service. I'm not saying that they perform the best or most efficient service.
They serve themselves.
Or the service that's, you know, on their badges, the serving and protecting thing.
I think they do an aspect of serving and protecting. I think a lot of them try very hard. You would say that most of your dealings with cops have been positive ones.
Well,
you yourself also, Ian, would say that most of your dealings with cops have been positive ones.
I have had one positive dealing with the cops. The other times have been, The reason why they weren't negative is because I know what I'm doing,
exactly.
And I'm not afraid of them, and I know how to handle the cops.
Vast majority of my dealings with police officers in my community have been very good.
Well, they haven't been raiding your house looking for marijuana.
They're not going to raid my house and look for marijuana.
How do you know that? This old lady didn't know they were going to raid her house, but
that's
they went. They were after her,
right.
Her daughter.
You're right.
In this case,
they could very well raid my house. Probably not find any marijuana unless they brought it with them. But you never know. They could shoot my dog.
Anyway, that's what he had to say. Here's another one from John, who emails us.
I'd like to rebut that with an email of my own.
Oh, okay,
that,
sure.
That in fact says that they agree with my assertion that cops do have a tough job.
I'm sure it's a tough job, but that doesn't give them an excuse to be rude to people. Hey, let me tell you something, Manwich. When I worked retail for 3.5 years, do you think that when I had a crappy customer come up and be angry and really just cruddy with me, did that give me an excuse to treat them like garbage or worse, to treat the next one like garbage? Because that's what you're saying. You're saying they deal with scum day in and day out, and so therefore they have the right to be a little jaded and to be rude to their clients.
Well, hey, Manwich. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the difference is, if at your prior place of employment, if you were rude to a customer, you could get fired.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the cops, if they're rude to the taxpayers,
nothing happens.
No, of course not.
You know, the thing is we would be far less brutal on a bureaucrat who worked within the system who wasn't incentivized to be nice or incentivized to give great customer service if they didn't do it, because we would say that the system propagates this.
But wait, I didn't understand what you just said.
We would be nicer to the bureaucrat rather than the cop. I'm weighing out the bureaucrat.
We would be nicer.
We, you, me, and Jason.
Okay.
We, the three of us, would be nicer to a bureaucrat than a cop. Are you with me so far? In the same sort of situation, because we would say that the bureaucrat is a product of their system, whereas the cop, you just hate cops so much, and you're blind
by it. I
hate
bureaucrats, too. I don't like them either. They treat people like crap, too.
You hate cops, and consequently you hate bureaucrats.
No, I just don't like bureaucrats, period. I just happen to also not like cops because they're the most dangerous type of bureaucrats.
Hey, man, which kudos to sticking to your human perspective about the cops and pit bulls. I'm not defending them either. What they did was twisted and completely uncalled for. But I do agree with you that on the whole perspective thing, a lot of the time on the show, these cops are portrayed almost like evil, evil zombies. And yes, in most cases, they are mean and nasty. And yes, they're corrupt. Yes, it's the government. Therefore, they're not exactly divine beings. But they're still human, and it's not fair just to say that cops are bad and crazy and they should be horrible, they should die a horrible death at the end. She has it all written into one word.
I didn't say that.
Dude, that's all you say.
No, I didn't say
that's all you say. Just about.
I think we should privatize the police forces so they actually have some incentives to be nice to people.
You rarely say that.
So they actually feel like they're employed by people.
You just say, we got another corrupt cop story. And
well, yeah, I like to point out, I think that when we talk about corrupt cop stories and when we talk about the stories where the cops shoot people's dogs and they raid people's houses, the wrong houses, they raid grandma's house because they meant to raid the house the street over on these stupid war on drugs raids that they do, I like pointing those things out because it's in contrast to the hero worship that goes on in every other form of media. You don't see this stuff. While the media will report on cops doing bad things, they don't really, they just kind of gloss over it. They don't really.
You know,
have
standing
much to say
in complete opposition to the hero worship only makes you look like a crackpot. Now, if you acknowledge.
No, it doesn't. Not to anybody who's ever had trouble with cops. There's a lot of people that have had trouble with the cops.
If you acknowledge, there are a lot of people that have had trouble with cops, and those people have probably had a vast majority of good experiences with the cops. I've had trouble with the cops.
Mm-hmm.
I've also had the vast majority good experiences with them because they're people. And you don't treat them like people. You treat them like evil beings.
Well, but then again, you have to think. There are people who have a certain mindset going into whatever career they choose. I mean, you're not going to say, well, that guy's a mad scientist and he seeks world domination. But, you know, he might be a good guy. He is a person, after all.
When they start treating
everybody
me like a
person, know
that mad scientists aren't going to have world domination. Only politicians get that.
Yeah, that's true.
When the cops treat me like a person, I give them that respect back. Okay, when we were out doing the protest on Monday morning, the cops came out and they were very nice to us. So I was very nice and friendly back to them. But if they're going to be mean to us, if they're going to be mean to people, if they're going to treat everybody like a suspected terrorist and expect that people should prove how innocent they are, then they're going to get some... they're going to get some problems from people, and I'm not going to be the one to do it.
I'm not talking about specific instances, bro. I'm talking about your hate that blinds you. Now, let me finish this email. It's not like they choose it to be this way. Most of
I don't hate them. I just dislike them.
You hate them.
No, I think you hate them.
First off, the first step is to admit that you hate the cops. Most of them are probably hate their jobs anyway, and I'm certain all of them start out genuinely hoping and wanting to help to protect the people. I think a twisted way that's what they want, and some of them really do want that, and some of them
are crooked and they want to go steal drugs from people.
I think that about 25%. I told you, I think 25% of cops are good, 25% are bad, and 25% are ordinary. 50% are ordinary, excuse me.
Well, the problem with the 50% that's ordinary is they follow bad orders from the bad cops. We're going to come back with more.
The system's bad, certainly.
You've got more, right?
Absolutely.
From this email?
Yes.
All right. 800-259-5791, talking about bad cops and good cops and hating the cops and worshiping the cops. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. Toll free, you can take control of the show and bring up anything that you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners with literally dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And not just send us any old photograph, but one they specifically had taken for the Shrine. In that photo, they validate themselves. They hold up a piece of paper or a homemade sign or something like that that references the show or perhaps references a personality on the show, and that basically proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are indeed who they claim to be. And so therefore we enshrine them at freetalklive.com. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages, it is not a beauty contest, ladies, so check it out, freetalklive.com. With that, we go back to our debate here, our Duke Fest about the cops. And I want to make it clear, and we're going to continue with your email here in a moment, Manwich, but I want to make it clear that I don't hate the cops. I mean, it can come across that I've got, I definitely have some animosity towards them, and that's because I've had friends, and I've read plenty of articles, and I've seen plenty of evidence of the cops harassing people, of the cops treating people like scum of the earth. Just, even though they're human beings too, And that's how I suggest that people treat cops. Remember that cops are humans, and they have problems, and they have relationship issues, and they have financial troubles, just like anybody else does. And I think that's important for people to remember that when they're dealing with the cops, because they're not these they're not superhumans. They're not special. They're just people in uniforms who happen to be carrying weapons and are not afraid to pull those weapons and use them on you if you step out of line. So if the cops weren't so bad, and again, I'm not saying all of them are bad, but the impression I get is don't trust them. Don't trust them as far as you can throw them, and I don't trust cops by default. If I meet a cop, I presume they're bad until they prove otherwise to me. By their demeanor and how they treat people and how respectful they are, because you're supposed to be respectful of the persons who the people that pay your paycheck, don't you think?
One would imagine. Now you're qualifying it, but what I would say is that you're largely that way about people in general, though. It's not like you give everything of Ian to a person the first moment that you meet them.
Of course not.
You're very reserved. You know, I mean, people
have been screwed.
People get, well, you know, look at what you're living in. You're living in, I've been screwed.
Thank goodness the cops haven't screwed me. Can you imagine how angry I'd be then?
You'd be pretty pissed.
So let's continue with your, is there much left in the emails?
Yeah, it's about half the email.
Let's put it on hold then, and let's talk to Matt in Massachusetts. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey,
Matt.
How you doing?
What's up?
Okay. Just calling to let you know, you really need to gotta watch out for like wacky libertarian females like Kayleen. She's
your
crazy.
Wife, you mean?
Is this her husband?
Yeah, just calling up, caught in trouble. I was just calling because I've had so many bad experiences with cops that it's unbelievable.
Hmm.
I went walking with a friend of mine one night at 2 a.m. At a place I used to live in Mississippi. And I apparently didn't have my permit to be walking at 2 a.m.
Now, you got to admit that does raise some questions, the 2 a.m. walking.
Why?
Well, I was late night. I'm a late night person. I was out on a walk in my own neighborhood.
Do you need a hall pass so you can go walk around in the place that you live?
Here's my question, Ian. What if somebody's hanging out outside of your house at 2 a.m. in the morning? Just kind of.
I wasn't near a house, actually.
I understand you're not.
If it's my private property, I'll come out with a gun and see what's going on.
Well, no, you're asleep. You forget this part.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've been near.
Well, then I won't know about
you
it.
Sleep in the back. Now, do you want a cop to kind of ask him a question about, hey, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, why are you hanging around outside this house?
If I had
because
some...
I don't need a hall pass. I'm free. It's my...
Are they on my property? Because then it's a problem.
Yeah,
not on your property. They're just hanging out.
I have no problem with it.
So I had three cop cars pull up, and the guys, you know, one guy comes up and, you know, asks me for my driver's license or some form of ID,
mm-hmm.
and I told him I don't have any, and that you know, and personally, I don't need to give you an identification. I'm not doing anything. I'm just walking along here.
Right.
And he got a huge attitude, and you know what he told me? He said, you know, I could bring you downtown, and no one could do anything about it.
Yeah.
I could. That's what he told me. And I'm like,
I believe
that's
it.
Good. I said, that's good. Now I'm gonna keep walking.
Yeah.
And
good move.
Walking.
What happened then?
He didn't do anything. He just sat there glowering at me with the three other cops, and they drove away.
Hmm.
Well, good.
Well, that's
what you handled.
That's the right thing to do.
I had this when I'm driving from work. This was like last year. I'm driving back from work, and I'm in the fast lane, and this cop comes right up behind me, this statey, and flashes his lights, and and I moved out of his way to the left. And, you know, and he comes barreling by me, and I'm like, I'm shaking my head, cussing my head off at him.
Right.
And he apparently saw me doing that in his rear view mirror, slowed down. And when I came up by him, had, pulled me over and cussed and you know, bitched me out. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Cussed me out over it, really like yelling at me. Over the fact that I pulled over, and he was telling me about how that's illegal and everything like that, and, you know, wasted my a good, like, 15 minutes telling me how I, you know, and he's like, well, if you hadn't shook your head and if you hadn't looked like you were yelling swears, I wouldn't have pulled you over. But now, blah, 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 blah.
These guys are on such power trips. It's just disgusting.
Now, you weren't supposed to pull over? I don't quite understand. He flashed his lights at you.
You're not supposed to pull to the... I pulled over to the left onto the... off the road.
Uh-huh.
And so he could get by.
You're supposed to pull to the right. That was what he was telling me.
Well, ignorance of the law is no excuse, Matt.
He flashed his lights and came right up and tailgated me.
Right.
I just immediately got over as soon as possible. I thought he was, in pursuit or something.
Now, have you ever had a positive experience with the cops?
I'm trying to think. It's a good question.
I've had one. There was a guy, there was a cop that was off duty, and I was having trouble starting my truck. I'd left the lights on during a rainstorm, and I'd left the truck, and the lights were still on because the storm ended as I parked, and I just forgot to turn them off. Because normally you can see the lights if it's dark enough, but in this case I couldn't. And he gave me a jump, and he chalked it up. He said,
I did have one good experience with, not me personally, but Kayleen got helped home one night when she broke down in the middle of the city. And when she broke down in the middle of the city, they helped one of them, just kind of guided her to a place where she would be safe, where she could make a phone call.
So there's there's definitely some good cops out there.
I'm definitely not totally negative about them. I just think that I've had so many experiences with power tripping cops that have pulled me over for ridiculous reasons.
And
that
if we didn't have the law enforcement system and we had what they call peace officers, then it'd be a totally different situation. Then these cops would be beholden to those taxpayers who pay their salaries. They would realize that they're dealing with their employers instead of dealing with potential lawbreakers that need to be rounded up and put into prisons.
All right, Porcupine.
Thanks,
good
dude.
Night.
Good call, 800-259-5790.
I don't like the way you've put that. That they would realize that they have to bow down and kiss my pimply white butt because they're my servant. No, what they would be is incentivized like any other employee. Now, I agree. I want to get rid of the war on drugs. All of it. Because it does corrupt the police. But, the thing is, we'd be corrupt, too, if we worked in there. Everybody
That's
would.
Why I'm not a cop, because I'm not...
Because I'm better than they are.
We're going to come back. 800-259-5791. We'll continue with the email that's rah-rahing Manwich on this cop issue. This is your show, of course. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. It seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? The ones, those alphabet agencies? Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the archives. Last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we'll take you back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll down past day six, you'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with months' worth of the show for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Grab them up. So we're talking about the cops and bad cops, good cops, how you feel about the cops. Personally, I feel pretty lousy about the cops. And I wish I could feel differently. I wish, Manwich, seriously, I would like to be able to drive around the city that I live in and feel good about having cop cars on the road instead of feeling like I might be getting pulled over any moment and being fined for something.
Right.
It does not make me feel protected and served the way the cops behave today. With that, let's go back to the rest of your email here.
Most of them probably hate their jobs anyway, and I'm certain all of them start out genuinely hoping and wanting to help and protect people.
I think most of them probably do.
But the government, the laws, society, from the very beginning, they've just been led down the wrong track completely. Sometimes I feel sorry for them, if nothing else.
Because I feel sorry for them.
You wonder how things could have turned out differently. It's sad, really. And I'm not saying that we should now all mourn their downfall and forgive them. It's probably better to do the opposite. But I do think that that's good how you at least remind people of the big picture. Loving liberty, liberty-loving that we are, it's still important to have a balanced view, regardless of your own opinion. Otherwise, essentially, we'll be no different than any other selfish party. Keep up the good work, Vicky.
Oh, that's so nice, Vicky.
It is.
Thank you for the email. So, man, did you have any other comments on that?
No.
Okay. Jason?
I've had a couple of run-ins with the cops. One was good. One was bad. Mm-hmm. A cop helped me off the road one time when my car broke down in the middle of a very busy intersection. That was good. But I got pulled over by no less than 4 squad cars for getting lost.
Wow.
Yeah. This was in Daytona, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
A friend who used to be on the show every once and again.
Ah.
We were driving around looking for his cousin's house. We were very lost. We were lost for a long time.
Right.
Ended up getting pulled over by 4 squad cars.
Wow.
So, what are you boys doing out here? We're lost. Can you help us find this street? You're lost? You're looking for this street. The street that's 2 blocks that way. Are you serious? You boys been smoking the reefer?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. No, sir, but I wish we had been. This would be a much more enjoyable experience right now.
You said that to them?
I did say that to them.
Oh, jeez. Did that go over well?
Well, he looked in the back. And he saw a bag. He says, what's in the bag?
Stuff?
Like a book bag? No, a plastic Ziploc bag.
Okay.
He says, what's in the bag? I said, that's my pipe tobacco. He says, mind if I have a look at it? I said, sure thing, here you go. Opens the bag, gives it a whiff. It was pipe tobacco.
Uh-huh.
And boy, the look on his face, he looked so disappointed.
Sure he did.
Wow, this is
pipe tobacco.
Anyway, so cops, yes, I think that... there are a lot of things that we could do, and you and I agree on a lot of this, man. Which, I mean, you and I agree there are definitely some things we could do to make the cops a much more respectable profession, a profession that people actually... Again, I actually don't think that people should have to disrespect the cops. It's just that the cops disrespect us. So you get what you dish out.
You know,
that's how I feel about it.
I am of the opinion, and this is, it all goes down to the difference, is you're sort of the opinion that people that are in the government and politicians, bureaucrats, all that, are sort of bad.
because
you sort of
politicians are bad, I think.
Okay,
and
now
some
why are politicians
bad
and bureaucrats aren't? Bureaucrats only got one person's opinion to get their job.
Bureaucrats are just people looking for jobs. They're just people looking for paychecks. That's what most bureaucrats are. They're looking to go follow orders and collect a paycheck every week. They're looking for a cushy job with sweet benefits. That's what bureaucrats are all about. The politicians are more likely to be bad and corrupt because they actually have more power than the bureaucrats do. And the cops are more likely to be corrupt and bad because they have access to power as well. That's the problem.
I'm sort of the opinion that generally what you've got is good people, that a system sort of corrupts isn't exactly the word, but it just makes you act in a certain way. You know, I mean, the governments have to grow. I mean, just like any other, like a business would have to grow, a government has to grow or die. That's how it goes.
Yeah, and I just feel sorry for the bureaucrats. I don't think they're evil. They're just trying to collect a paycheck, like anybody else. Let's go to a different email. This one from John, ftl@freetalklive.com is the email address. And he's concerned about the fair tax. And we're going to get to that. But first, we go to Grayson in Michigan, actually. Grayson, you're on Free Talk Live with Jason, Ian, and Manwich. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Excellent.
Grayson,
quite well.
Tonight.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
I totally know what you mean. I do have kind of a bitterness for the police just because, I've had a couple bad encounters, but no arrest.
Right.
And that was,
imagine how bitter you'd be then.
What's that?
I said, imagine how bitter you'd be if you had been arrested.
Right. But I mean, it's just like you see all these shows on TV, like The Shield and NYPD Blue, and all it is like a big hour-long civil rights violation. You know, you see.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like they're, you know, almost like the new anti-heroes, and just, I mean, watch an episode of Cops sometime, and you're just like, oh, my God. You know, if they can't get them on one thing, they'll get them on, like, you know, public intoxication, like that guy in New Orleans.
Well, that's what cops are looking to do. They're looking to arrest people.
That's their job.
Their job is to put people in prison cells, not to help anybody out.
That's what their incentive is.
Yeah.
And
that's their job.
They've seen over time that they can get their job done, which they believe is getting this bad guy off the street. They may be wrong. They're doing the job of a judge at that point. They're the mindset of a judge. But, you know, everybody's got to be discerning somewhat in their job, and they've been given too much power. So now they can just plant a little pot on somebody, and then off they go.
Of course, if drugs weren't illegal, they couldn't do any of that, Grayson.
Oh, definitely. And, I remember one time I got stopped by a police officer. I was speeding, you know, kind of talked my way out of the ticket. But, you know, I said, he pulled me over. I'm like, what am I getting pulled over for? He's like, you address me as sir. Like,
what?
Nazi Germany, you know? I'm just
disgusting.
Like, sir, what? Huh? It was.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I will call them by their last name. I mean, if that's all if they're being respectful, I'll call them Officer So and So. But if they're being rude like that, I'll just call them So and So.
I'd never say Officer anybody. I find there's no reason to.
Right.
I don't like it. I don't like the particular title.
Uh-huh.
It's as though there's something superior about them to me, and there's not. It's just a human being.
Well, to you,
it's a human being in a silly uniform with a gun on his hip.
Right.
The thing is I have gotten pulled over again and again and again, and you know this is true, Ian. I get out of tickets every time. Because, hell, I'm just a likable guy.
Sure. And I've been pulled over a few times and haven't had any trouble either because I know how to deal with people. I know that, you know, when you're dealing with cops, you want to ask questions because that's what the cops are trained to do to you. They're trained to barrage you with as many questions as possible.
Control the situation.
Yeah.
Control the conversation.
He who asks the questions is in control of the conversation.
Indeed.
And so if you can ask the cops enough questions, then they'll end up just leaving you alone because you're just too much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they always say, you know, just answer my questions, I'll make it easy on you. It's like, yeah, like you have any kind of influence on what the judge does.
You know? That's one of those lies that they tell all the time, and it's just
or
so
have
disgusting.
Any desire to do it.
It's just so disgusting that they, you know, they lie, they cheat, they steal. I mean, they're dangerous people.
There you go.
Have to treat them.
That's a broad generalization. Not all cops are lying, cheating, and stealing.
Okay, as people, they're not lying, cheating, and stealing, but they're in their profession. They're liars, they're cheaters, and they're stealers.
They're trained to lie to you, Manwich. Oh yeah, why? You, well, let's see. When they pull up next to you.
Salt,
oh, we got some
exercise. We should, and we all have to do it.
It's our break. We're on break right now. We'll come back.
Will help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Had some technical difficulties there a moment ago. This is your show. You can still take control of the phones. We've got room for you, 800-259-5791. Join us online and check out our live streams that we have. Broadband version, dial-up version, totally free, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to Grayson in Michigan. Grayson, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, I just, you know, your last point about generalizing, and I think you're totally right. I think there's a lot of good cops out there, but I think, you know, I know a DEA agent, and it's like, you know, you get indoctrinated into the brotherhood, and even if you're a good person, it's like that's how things are, and that's how they're going to stay, and if you want to change stuff, then you don't belong here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think they have to just go with the flow, and that's probably what discourages them quite a bit. Or just, you know, I'm sure they have to deal with a lot of scum on the street, but, you know, there's a lot of good people out there, too, that are just, you know, they may be breaking a law, but it wasn't intentional, or they're not
right.
Selling or whatever, you know.
Well, what I was talking about was how they're trained to lie. And,
oh, definitely.
And for instance, if you are walking, we had somebody else call in earlier about walking down the street at 2 in the morning, the cops pulling over and barraging them with questions because they're out at 2 in the morning.
You know,
and
a lot of times behavior is going to elicit
response.
There's
nothing strange about that. It's taking a walk.
If it wasn't strange, everybody would be doing it.
No. it's not strange for someone that works overnights or somebody that just has a different time schedule as everyone else. Yeah, most people work during the day, but there's a good chunk of society that has a third, second shift jobs and that sort of thing.
Well, you remember from that story we did a couple months ago, the cop who was quoted as saying, oh, you know, after midnight, there's no constitutional rights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How late is... let me ask you this, man. At what point does it stop becoming strange? Because I used to get up really early back when I was in high school to get on the bus and go do things. And I'd see old people, for instance, out at like 5:30, 6 in the morning, out walking on the streets.
It's
at
not
what point
as strange when
strange?
You're in a jogging suit, dummy. Now, look.
Oh, okay.
The fact is...
So if I'm a criminal, all I have to do is dress up in a jogging suit, and then it won't be strange anymore.
You also have to be white. That helps.
The fact is that if you... Well, the jogging suit... Yeah, one could say something about that. The fact is that these are the sorts of behaviors I want from my cops.
Uh-huh.
I want them to stop people that are acting strangely. Yes, I do. And the people that know their rights and aren't a little wacky are going to say... Officer, you know, they're going to handle the situation fine, just like our previous caller did.
Maybe they would.
And just
they
like
wouldn't.
You would.
Maybe they would.
But if a guy's sketchy and you know, he's got...
Some people get scared by the cops. They don't know how to handle the cops. They haven't read up on it. They haven't practiced it. Some people might get sketchy. I get an adrenaline rush when the cops put their lights on behind me, and I
know
how to handle that.
They're always aware that happens.
Okay.
So everybody they deal with has that.
Well, yeah, the cops are aware of it, but if somebody's going, and they don't know what to say to the cops, then the cops will get more suspicious.
Yeah, well, you
and then,
certainly don't have my support that the cops should leave everybody alone who's walking down the street with a big duffel bag full of crap.
Well,
sorry. That's dumb.
The cops
it's stupid.
They'll always use the excuse of, well, there was a robbery in the neighborhood, and we just want to make sure
of
you're not that same person.
Of course they're going
to
use it.
Yeah, well, that's the lie that they tell to get an excuse to harass you on the streets.
You know, if a salesperson says, well, we're having a special this month, and he's kind of making the special up as he goes, is he a bad guy? Is he evil? Every job has its own
separating
little
PRs. Separating somebody from their money voluntarily is a little bit different than throwing someone in the clink. Grayson, any final comments for us?
No, guys, you guys summed it up pretty well. So I appreciate the time, and hold me over after the break. And great show.
Glad you're out there, man.
Thanks.
800-259-5791. Continuing discussing cops with the apologist, Manwich.
You know, I will say that in Manwich's defense, you know, 2 a.m., walking down the street, it does. Now, while you can't assume that everybody walking around at 2 a.m. is a good person, you know, there are characters of ill repute who roam the streets at 2 a.m.
I'm sorry, I bet you more burglaries occur at night than during the day.
Actually, I bet you're wrong about that. I bet you most burglaries occur at about noontime when everybody's at work and the neighborhoods are vacant.
Perhaps the easiest burglars to catch trounce around at night then.
Perhaps the easiest ones to catch trounce around at night.
Look, I have, you know, when I was
you're just hypothesizing just like I am. But I have heard that there are a lot of burglaries that do happen during the daytime. Because I've been through neighborhoods during the day. It's like it's like a ghost town. There's hardly anybody home except for maybe a few housewives.
Yeah, but the question is, do housewives have cars? These are the kind of things, I don't know. You wouldn't get me burglarizing anybody's house because I'd be scared to death I'd get shot.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly. That's why you do it during the day when they're not home.
I don't know if they wouldn't be home.
Well, if you're a professional, you stake out the house and you watch and you find out where the people go and what times they go.
In which case, it doesn't matter if it's night or day.
Yeah, so therefore it's strange behavior to have somebody walking down the street at any old time, right? And how is it that you get to define what strange behavior is anyway, man?
I don't.
Just because you work during the day.
I base it largely on what's normal.
What is normal?
Strange would be the opposite of normal, and is all you have to do is go to Main Street and look
at
the hours.
But what's normal for me is not necessarily what's normal for you. I hate that word. People saying, well, I'm a normal person. What does that mean? How do you know what normal is, and how does it...
Voting Democrat or Republican.
You know, I hope that some guy's leaving your damn house with a television set, and the cop says, oh, I know it wasn't his TV. It looked like his TV. I couldn't stop him.
Well, leaving somebody's house with a television set is a little bit different.
How did I know it's not his roommate? I couldn't ask him any questions. That wouldn't be fair.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a violation of his civil rights. And God, I wouldn't want to hear Ian run his stupid trap about that crap anymore.
So what if the cop pulls over and harasses somebody who's taken a TV set out of the house? How's the cop going to know otherwise if it's his house or not?
That's the thing. The cops should stop and ask him a question or two.
Look, if it was private security, I'd have no problem with it.
I know.
But the cops are out of control. More coming back. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. If you make the call now, we'll slip you in here before we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system, the archives, updates, live streaming. It's all for free. It will continue to be free. But we'd still like your help. Voluntarily. Check out amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. For $3 a month, you can help us get this show all around the country and get more listeners all around the world. We'll advertise. We'll take that $3 a month and turn it right back around into advertising. In fact, we'll even show you where the money's going. And the advertising includes advertising in industry, publications for the radio industry, website advertising, that sort of thing. And it's doing a lot already. We've had over 105 people join up to be Free Talk Live amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. If that wasn't enough, I mean, just helping spread liberty and freedom, the message of freedom to around the world, you also, once we reach 50% of our goal, for instance, we're going to cut back on our commercial time by 2 minutes an hour. That's 2 minutes less per hour commercial time. Once we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut another 2 minutes off per hour. That's a total reduction of 25%.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, not too shabby. Get the details, amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, Manwich, our board operator has vindicated me.
Okay, great.
According to a cop who actually told him most burglaries do happen during the daytime because most people are at work. With that, we go to an email from the Chicagoan who emails us at ftlfreetalklive.com. Subject, all cops are bad. He says the only cops who aren't bad are the ones who don't enforce the war on drugs, or those who wouldn't enforce an eminent domain order, or any of the myriad of other nasty things that cops do every day. Just because Manwich had a good experience with them doesn't mean they don't deserve to be despised. That just means that they haven't yet outlawed what Manwich does or decided yet to take any of his property. I'm sure lots of German citizens had good experiences with the SS. They probably bounced babies on their knees and petted dogs the same as anyone else does. But it's the other 20% of the time that made the SS monsters. Our police spend far more than 20% of their time enforcing tyrannical laws. I personally don't believe that there are many current police officers who would refuse to round people up and put them into camps if they were given the flimsiest of reasons. That just makes them Nazis in waiting. Nazis in waiting are as bad as Nazis in the present. P.S. Yes, Manwich, I am better than the cops because I don't brutalize people for what they put in their bodies, and I don't enforce eminent domain orders. How else would you judge whether one person's better than another? I judge people on what they do to others. God, you're an irrational ass, says the Chicagoan.
Look, everybody's sheeple. People don't think about these things. People don't think about them.
Should come to their defense.
That doesn't make the majority of people evil.
But it makes them bad for doing bad things. Yes, it does. When you hurt people, when you violate their rights without a care in the world, like my fiance's sister, she wants to be a cop. She's in training. I asked her, well, if you were given orders, would you confiscate guns from people? Oh, yeah, sure.
Would you have killed...
She didn't care about the Constitution.
Would you have killed every male in the German army?
Would I have killed every male
in the
German army?
Would you have executed every male in the German army?
I'm not going to initiate force unless it's initiated upon me.
No,
they're attacking me, then I'll kill anybody who's attacking me.
I'm just asking
if
you. If you're in charge of the war crimes tribunal at Nuremberg, you've got to make the decision.
I don't support
the
death penalty.
Would you kill all of them?
Don't support the death penalty.
There you go.
Because I'm not as much of a lowlife as they are. They'd kill when ordered to kill. I, on the other hand, would cut them a break. Just lock them in prison for the rest of their lives.
All of them? Every male?
Every one of them who follow bad orders. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We'll come back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. See ya.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.